Vinshati Parichet, 20th chapter, verses 145 and 146, translation and commentary by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
20th.
Translation and commentary. Shri Swarup, Shri Rup, Shri Sanatan, Shri Guru, Shri Raghunath, Shri Jiva Charan, Nija Shere Dhare E Shaba Charan, Jaha Hoite Hoi Shab, Banchito Puran. So that my desire may be fulfilled, I place the lotus feet of these personalities on my head. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Lord Nityananda, Advaita Acharya and their devotees, as well as Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami, Sri Rup Goswami, Sri Sanatan Goswami, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, who is my spiritual master, and Srila Jiva Goswami. Purport. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami was the instructing spiritual master of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and has therefore been described as Sri Guru. That's the end of the purport. Today is the 400th anniversary of the completion of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. By Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. It's completed in Vrindavan, but at least the bulk of the work was done in Radhakunda, but it may be that he says Vrindavan in a generic way. So it is an event of cosmic importance. This is going to be difficult for you to translate. Cosmic is sometimes used in the sense of very great, but the original sense means it affects the whole universe. As we learn from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, from all over the universe, people would come to take darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, beginning from his very birth. Achaitanya midam vishvam. This whole universe is lacking Chaitanya. It's a pun. It means that it's lacking consciousness and it's lacking Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Achaitanya midam vishvam yadi chaitanya ishvam nabhajanti apijananti sadina dino smita, something like this from Chaitanya Chandramata, says that this world is without consciousness, so with those who don't worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are the most fallen and unfortunate. So Vishvamba Mishra appeared in Navadvip as the second surviving child of his father Jagannath Mishra and Shachi Devi.
Vishwambar Mishra and Jagannath Mishra matrum Shachi Devi oriya irundam kulandaiyaga perikkirar.
And so many books were written about him. Up to the present day, writing is going on about him. All the contemporary biographies, they all state that he is Krishna himself. The import of that can be understood by devotees. There are many biographies. Some are accepted as bona fide and others not. There's that, what is that called? That Chaitanya Mangal by the Govinda Das. It's clearly supposed to be written, but anyway, there are so many historical discrepancies that it's clear it's not by him at all. No, it's not by the Govinda Das who was the servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This Chaitanya Charitamrita is considered the most authorized. It's not the first. Generally, if we'll think that the first will be the most authorized. It's not that, well, Chaitanya Mangala is there, Chaitanya Bhagavat, they are the other two. Well, especially Chaitanya Bhagavat is the main, one of the main biographies of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Bengali. There are others also in Sanskritam. Two important ones in Sanskrit. In Uriya also. This is from the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal presence. But Chaitanya Charitamrita is considered, even though Chaitanya Bhagavat came first, well, that's really considered actually much more important than Chaitanya Mangal. Even though that came first, Chaitanya Charitamrita is considered, it doesn't mean Chaitanya Bhagavat is unimportant, but still Chaitanya Charitamrita is more important in some ways. Not to be judged materially. Several reasons for that. One thing is that Krishna's Kaviraj, even though he didn't personally have darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was able to consult various devotees who did have extensive association. And the main sources of his work, as he states himself, are the now missing karcha or notes of Swarup Damodar.
Swarup Damodar Goswami and
And hearing from the devotees, especially Raghunath Das, who in this verse we've read here, said as Shri Guru.
Raghunath Das Goswami,
And especially he was commissioned to write this work. To describe in detail the later pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The early pastimes are described in detail in Chaitanya Bhagavat. That means up to and shortly after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's acceptance of sannyas. But Vrindavan Das, he saw the book has become very big and he stopped. And also, let's go back a bit. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he described the pastimes in Puri of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu after he took sannyas. And this is where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, day and night, and especially at night, became absorbed in the feelings of separation that Radha feels for Krishna. So this is the most intimate and esoteric. So Chaitanya Charitamrita is also very important, in as much as the whole basic philosophy of Krishna consciousness is given herein. See, there's some advantage of coming afterwards also, rather than in the beginning, because by this time the Goswamis, especially Jiva Goswami, had codified the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And also the language is very sweet, very simple and very sweet Bengali. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who is said to have read both Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat 108 times, Srila Prabhupada said that Chaitanya Charitamrita was his favorite book. And whenever he had time, he would, little spare time, he'd read that. Actually, there's one edition which is about half the size of this book, all the verses, only the verses, in Bengali. So it's like you can have the Bible as a huge book, but then you can have a pocket Bible also. So. Even though he could remember everything that he read even once, but still he liked to recite it from the book. So he said that the time will come when the people of the world will learn Bengali to read Chaitanya Charitamrita. So you may think, well, we don't need to, because now Prabhupada translated into English, and from English it's being translated into other languages. Chaitanya Charitamrita with Srila Prabhupada's translation and commentary is now translated into Tamil. And there was some endeavor to get it published by today, but I don't think it's been done, but it should be available soon. So you may wonder why, well, you can just read it in your own language. But you, the sweetness of the language you won't find, because English is not a particularly sweet language. Just to give some example, Chaitanya Charitamrita Nitta Karo Pan Jaha Hoite Premananda Bhakti Tattva Gyan. That's an example of one verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita. So you can translate that into English, but Chaitanya, daily drink the nectar of Chaitanya Charitamrita. From which you will get Premananda, the bliss of love of God. And knowledge of the science of devotional service. Here's a Sanskrit verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Mostly the book is in Bengali. There are many verses quoted from Shastras by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Sanskrit verses. And he also composed original Sanskrit verses, usually at the beginning of each chapter. Each chapter opens with a verse composed by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. So here's the verse. Shuyatang shuyatang nityam giyatam giyatam muda chintyatam chintyatam bhaktas chaitanya charitam ritam. So it sounds very beautiful, doesn't it? What do you think? Here's Srila Prabhupada's translation. O devotees, may the transcendental life and characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always be heard, chanted, and meditated upon with great happiness. May the transcendental life and characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always be heard, chanted, and meditated upon with great happiness. So, the translation is very nice, no doubt, but there's something in the original which is the poetic cadence or rasa, which is that can't be conveyed in the English language. There's a certain flavor in each language. I was just discussing yesterday, how each language, it's like entering into a different world with each language, especially if you learn a language which is very different from, say, your mother tongue. Of course, some people grow up with two or three languages. It's a whole different bhav that comes with it. There's a saying, I don't remember it exactly, it's by some Spanish king who said that, you speak English for business, German to a horse, French to a woman, and Spanish to God. He was Spanish. speak English for business, German to a horse, French to a woman, and Spanish to God. So actually that's all right, Spanish to God, because it has that, among the European languages, Spanish, Italian, they have that poetic, if you hear Italian and Bengali, they sound similar in some ways. There's a lot of rolling up and down. So, yeah, if you know what the languages are, even just hearing them, you can understand this to some extent.
Slovenian,
you speak to a Slovene. No one else understands. Some Croatians, maybe. But even they wouldn't bother learning Slovenian. So, actually, this is the language of the spiritual world.
This
is the language which God speaks. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaks Bengali. Not exactly the Bengali that you'll get in political speeches. That Bhaktisthan Sahasrara Thakur, he didn't call it Bengali, he said Gauriya Bhasha, the language of the Gauriyas. Yeah, he said that. Someone may have said it before him, but I know he said that. Gauriya means Bengali. But especially in modern day usage, it means devotees of, followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in his introduction to Chaitanya Bhagavat, he said that by speaking the Gauriya Bhasha, the language, Bhasha is same in Tamil, same word, language. The Gauriyas, they can enter into Golok, into the spiritual world. So, if you have the propensity, you can also learn, and then you can read Chaitanya Charitamrita. Otherwise, read it in Tamil or English, but read it. You won't be bereft of the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu if you read it in your own language. First you have to read Bhagavad Gita as it is. That may take many lifetimes to begin to understand. Bahunam janmanam ante gyanavam amprapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudurlabhaha. Yeah, you can give the translation. There are gyanis who read this verse life after life. But they don't get it. All they have to understand is two words, Vasudeva Sarvam. That's all they have to understand. But they don't get it. Then when you come to the conclusion of Bhagavad, well, they're karma, jnana, yoga, and then they come to the conclusion, oh, here's the Sarvadhaman Parityaja, Mamekam Sharanam Vraja, Ahang Tva Sarva Papi, Moksha Yashami Masuja. Then they come to that. Which gives entrance into Srimad Bhagavatam. Dharma Projita Kaitavatra. Here, cheating religion is kicked out. That means Sarvadhaman Parityaja, cheating religion, kick it out. It's the same, it's the link between the two.
Yamatra,
So what is it's not just the Srimad Bhagavatam, it's not just the negation of all that is bogus, it's not just the anartha nivritti, it is the gives us the artha pravritti. Yesterday we were talking about this. And not just the negation, not only the negation of the negative, but the entrance, the development of the positive.
Srimad Bhagavatam vandu verum anartha nivritti endru kediyadu idu vandu artha pravritti adhaavadhu ketta vishayangala vidaiyum mattum kediyadhu nalla vishayangala yetukolladhu adhu.
So that is given at the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam also.
Srimad Bhagavatathudaiya aarambathil kuda idu kodukapattirukku.
Pibita Bhagavatam Rasamalayam. The Bhagavatam is a book of so many things. Vedam Vastava Matra Vastu. This is the actual essence of the Vedas. It is Rasa Shastra. It is meant for relishing the nectar. That is especially Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes. Gopi's love for Krishna, especially Radha's love for Krishna. So that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reveals. So even though there were various commentators on Bhagavatam before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, they didn't catch this point, they couldn't find Radharani in Bhagavatam because she's not there. She is there, but not directly. She's not mentioned directly. So, another reason Chaitanya Charitamrita is so important is because it reveals that which was not revealed before. This anarpita chiring chirat karunyava tirno kalo samapiyatamana tajvala rasang svapakti shriyam haripurita sundara jyuti kadamba sandipita sada hridya kandare spuritu va shachinandanaha. Blessings at the beginning of the book is given by Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, echoing those of Sarup Damodar. In other words, this verse was given by Sarup Damodar, and it's also included in Chaitanya Charitamrita as a blessing to the hearers. He describes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as giving that which was not given previously. For a very, very long time, means since the previous day of Brahma. Very mercifully he has appeared in the age of Kali to give Unatujvala Rasam Shabhakti Sriyam, the highest effulgent nectar of devotion to himself. So this is all explained in the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, how Krishna comes in the mood of Radharani to relish the bliss of loving Krishna. So this is the ultimate message of the Bhagavatam. So Chaitanya Charitamrita is the topmost shastra. In so many ways. Now here, this is just these two verses which we read now. These are, I was saying that the Savadhamanda Prachar, that's the key, that's the portal that takes us into Bhagavatam. So there's also a verse in Srimad Bhagavatam which it gives us the clue to take us into the feelings of which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu he exhibited, the secret feelings. That Sarup Damada, he knew about this, therefore he gave this verse, this Anarpita Charin Chirat. And Radha Krishna Pranaya Mahima, this describing how Radha and Krishna are eternally one, they manifest as two, again they come together as one, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Ladini Shakti Rasmad. Radha Bhava Dyuti Subalitam Nomi Krishna Sarupam. So Sarup Damodar, he knew this, he wrote it in his book, his notes. Rupa Goswami, these are the only two who knew about what is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's inner feeling. And Rupa Goswami, he didn't keep it secret. He let it be known. Therefore, this is one of the main reasons our sampradaya is called Rupanuga. We follow Rupa Goswami. So this is all described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So to properly understand the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we have to come to Chaitanya Charitamrita. So in Bhagavatam there is one verse which gives the clue to the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feelings of Radha feeling separation from Krishna. One particular verse. Which is described here in Chaitanya Charitamrita, how this verse is the pivot upon which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he spent his nights in Puri remembering Krishna, pining after Krishna. Anyways, the last verse the gopis speak in the Bhagavatam, it's recorded in the Bhagavatam. Speaking at Kurukshetra comes in the end of the 82nd chapter of the 10th canto. Yogeshwara Hridaya Chinna Sansara Kupa Patito Chulhavalambham Geham Jusham Api Sadana. In which they're speaking in a jealous way to Krishna. There are so many emotions there that they got Krishna Kurukshetra, but they didn't really get him the way they wanted to. So these are Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feelings at Rathiyatra, which no one could understand. Only Sarup Damodar Goswami, he could understand, that's all. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami put it all in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. All means it's unlimited, so how can it all be there? Here in this verse, which we just read here, Sri Guru, Sri Raghunath, the words come. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains that in the when Srila Prabhupada puts that in his purport, that Raghunath Das Goswami was the instructing spiritual master of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and has therefore been described as Sri Guru. So this is very significant. As Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur points out in his Jaiva Dharma, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave different tasks to different of his followers. So Raghunath Das, he made explicit in his writings the feeling of longing to serve Radharani. In the form of a young gopi. Even this is hardly described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So is there further to go? Yes, there is. There is. Yeah. But it becomes very confidential. So this Sri Guru, Sri Raghunath, that gives the idea that what's being introduced here in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that yes, there's further to go. Eho Bhajya, Age Kohoa, Ramananda Rai spoke to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is the sadhya sadhana tapa? What is the goal of life and how to attain it? So Ramananda gave various very good statements from Shastra concerning what is the goal of life and how to attain it. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected. Eho bhajya, age kohoa. No, that's external. Tell me, go ahead. Say something higher. And eventually he accepted the point, jnane prayasa mudapasya namanta eva jivanti sanmukharitam bhavadiya vartam sthane sthita shudigatang tanuvang manobi ye prayasho jititito pitai strilokyam. Just give up your own mental endeavors and become humble. And dedicate your life in all respects to hearing about Krishna from devotees. In this way, Krishna, the unconquerable, can be conquered. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Eho hoy. Okay, all right, that's good, I accept that. But age kahoa, but say more, tell me some more. This is all recorded in Chaitanya Charitamrita. The Ramananda Samlap, the conversation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Ramananda, that is the most important conversation in the history of the universe. So Ramananda went on to describe what is the Dasya Rati, the feeling of a servant to Krishna. What is the feeling of a friend to Krishna? What is the feeling of a parent to Krishna? And what are the feelings of the lovers to Krishna? And he described about the lovers, the gopis of Vrindavan. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kept on saying, go on, say more, say more. Ramananda said, I never found anyone in my life who I could discuss these things with before. And he said, you please stay here, you're a wandering sannyasi, you just wandered here, so please stop wandering for a time, stay here for 10 or 12 days and let's discuss some more. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, forget it, not 10 or 12 days, I want to spend my whole life with you. So actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda with Swarup Damodar, every night in the Gambhira, they would discuss such topics, going on and on and on. So some hint of that is given in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Ah, so this is very, very high topics. But these are necessary topics. Necessary means prayojana. What is our necessity? The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we'll find here in Chaitanya Charitamrita, is described that he analyzed the Vedic knowledge speaks of sambandha, abhidheya, and prayojana. Understanding our relationship with Krishna, acting in that relationship on this plane for the matter of reviving that relationship. And prayojana, our ultimate necessity of entering into that relationship. So all these topics are described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's not only about Gopi Bhav, but there are also topics, what we could call very basic topics. Gopi Bhav is definitely there. But we find Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also telling, we find within Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu telling Sanatan Goswami to describe the activities of a Vaishnava beginning with Danta Dhavan, cleaning the teeth. So it's full of instruction and full of feelings, monumental, cosmic. When I was admitted into this Krishna conscious movement, that was 1975, then at that time only the second volume of the Adi Leela had been published. Even the first volume hadn't been published. The second volume came first. Srila Prabhupada, when he translated Chaitanya Charitamrita, first of all he translated the seventh chapter of the Adi Leela. And published that. You might think, well, that's strange. Why publish the seventh chapter first? Well, in there is described Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's refutation of Mayavad. So Srila Prabhupada wanted to publish that first. Then all of a sudden, all the books came. You remember that? All the rest of the books came. The first volume, big. That's chapters 1 to 6. And then all of a sudden, all the rest came, because Srila Prabhupada ordered 17 books should be printed in 2 months. So 17 books, there were, I believe, 15 volumes of Chaitanya Charitamrita. 70, and then there were 3 volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam. They were also pending at the time. So it was mostly Chaitanya Charitamrita and also some Bhagavatam volumes. So at that time I was staying at Bhaktivedanta Manas, Srila Prabhupada's temple just outside London. And just in the beginning, we got one copy of each book. So the system was that the most senior devotee, if the GBC was present, he would get it first, and then the temple president, and then there was an order, who gets the book. One day, one book, that's all. You get one day to read the book, then you have to pass it on. So one day at the end of the day, I saw one of my godbrothers. He came out of Prabhupada's room. He'd been sitting there all day, hiding away, with Chaitanya Charitamrita in his hand. And he was crying. So I asked him, why are you crying? And he said, if you read Chaitanya Charitamrita and you don't cry, then you're not a devotee. That was his spontaneous response. So, get reading. Read Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. The thing is, there's so much nectar in Bhagavad Gita. You could just spend your whole life reading Bhagavad Gita. And then we'll never come to the end of Bhagavad Gita. Okay, I read Bhagavad Gita. Okay, I understood. I got my Bhakti Shai. See, I got a certificate. Bhakti Shai. I understood Bhagavad Gita. I understood it. Oh yeah, that point I wanted to make. So this verse, Sri Guru, Sri Raghunath, this is the clue. Just like Savadaman Pritaja, that's the clue to take us to Bhagavatam. This Ahus Chatena Lena, now that's the clue to take us to Chaitanya Charitamrita. So this at the end of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that's the clue to take us to Raghunath Das's writings. So it's a highly esoteric subject matter, no doubt. Srila Prabhupada wanted these books distributed. Devotees were surprised at first. The Chaitanya Charitamrita, he wanted it distributed to these meat eaters on the streets and airports in the West. Prabhupada said, yeah, distribute them. Well, if they don't get it, how will they ever know? I had an experience once. I was distributing Srila Prabhupada's books in London, UK. And I gave one businessman a Bhagavad Gita as it is. He said, I already have this. So I pulled out the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And I showed him the book and I started reading the dust cover. And started saying that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared 500 years ago in Bengal and he was great religious teacher, something like this. I was reading and he said, well, wasn't he an incarnation of God? I don't know how he knew all these things. Somehow or other. It says that. He says that, but not till you get to about the third paragraph. Somehow or other. Sometimes we think, oh, how can people understand these books? But they find who they're meant for. Just like Mataji fell in here yesterday, she said that the first book she read of Prabhupada was Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. It's a difficult book. Difficult, kashtama, is that the right word in this? Every time you say kashtamara, I stop you. Difficult, it's... Kartinamana, is that it? Kartinamana. Kadina, comes from kartin. In Sanskrit, means difficult. It also means hard. Hard in the sense of like that. Same in English, hard, difficult, same thing. So, but who it's meant for, they will understand. In Baroda also, some years ago, our devotees were going door to door distributing books. And the person answered the door and said, no, I don't want any spiritual books. I don't need it. So why don't you know? I don't need. Said, I already got all the answers. What do you mean? And he came out with Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. He said, it was by the same author. Oh, really? Okay, give me some more. But Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, it seems like very difficult. How can anyone understand it? With no Bhagavad Gita, no Srimad Bhagavatam, just come straight to that. I remember myself, I first got the second volume of Krishna book, which was in three volumes at the time. I got the second volume. Yeah. Most of the devotees in the West came by books, isn't it? First come. I wrote in my memories of Srila Prabhupada, I first met Srila Prabhupada in Ireland. And anyone who knows Prabhupada's pastime says, well, Prabhupada never went to Ireland. I got it in the form of Krishna book. Yeah. That's a deliberate, I deliberately wrote that. Wait a minute. No, my memories of Srila Prabhupada, one book. So the beginning of the chapter starts off with, you start the book and it says chapter 62 or something like that. No, not so much. And it says, in Vrindavan, Krishna was the cynosure of all eyes. But the material world is so contaminated that even in Vrindavan, I think, what's all this? I don't know. What's this? Krishna, Vrindavan? I don't know anything about it. There's no interest. Some... But anyway, with difficulty, I read through it. Difficulty, I mean difficult, I didn't understand it, but I liked it. Another book that Srila Prabhupada, he translated, and devotees thought, this is for devotees only. But Prabhupada said, print 100,000 copies, distribute to the public, is the nectar of instruction. That has about the topmost places, Radha Kunda and The dearmost gopi is Radharani. That comes at the end, but it's only 11 verses. So it's a great dilemma. Do we or don't we? Do we talk about these things? We not talk about them? Actually, Krishna, as Kaviraj Goswami, he addresses this dilemma in Chaitanya Charitamrita himself. He said, actually, these things should not be promoted publicly. But if we don't say it, then how will anyone ever come to know about it? And he said, anyway, the camel-like non-devotees, they'll never understand it anyway. Anyway, let us follow Srila Prabhupada's example and be cautious in these matters, but not so cautious that we close our eyes to where we're supposed to be going. Adhika, eligibility, is a most important consideration. Adhikana lobhya, what is that? Adhikana lobhya, viparja buddhi janmai, shaktirava. Adhikana, I just forgot two words. Without getting the proper qualification, then if we try to go up into that, then we'll get the opposite feeling. We'll get the opposite kind of understanding. Viparja buddhi janme, due to lack of strength. Anyway, it's big topics, but you read all these books. That's my request. When this Chaitanya Charitamrita comes in Tamil, get it. Put it in your house. At least keep it there. Someone will read it. Just like that first Krishna book I read. It was in someone's house. They didn't read it. I read it. Yeah, it was in someone's house. And they'd open the book to read it. You know, you fold the page back when you're... They'd fold it on page one and left it there. They'd mark the page, page one. What did I absorb from reading that Krishna book? I understood there's something real here. And I have to pursue it further. Yeah. No, and it wasn't until I left Ireland and went to England, because there was no temple in Ireland at the time. I went and visited, and I thought, let me see if they walk the walk as well as talk the talk. I didn't believe that there would be anyone who's living like this. But then I had no choice but to join. And I saw there.
Now the island, the England, Pune, in the
contemplating one's perfect form. Yeah. Anyway, go on. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Yes, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami Ki Jai.
Just imagine how many people
Yeah, millions of these books are out. Srila Prabhupada stressed so much on this book distribution. Uh-huh, yes. Yeah, there's one set here. Who's taking it? Who doesn't have a set of Chaitanya Charitamrita? Even if you don't understand English, just keep it in your house, it'll bless your house. Adhikana labhya shiddhate hobhave. Viparja buddhi janme shaktir abhave. Even the pictures are so beautiful. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing in Prem Sankirtan.
Maharaj, those artists were frantically painting.
Yeah, yeah. One of the devotees who was there in the there was Rancho Prabhu from England. They flew him in, and he told me that I asked him once who painted this, the picture of Chitraketu with Lord Ananta, and he said, "Well, I painted this, and so and so painted that, and." I remember I came in, so-and-so was sitting at the canvas asleep, so I just told him, just moved him aside, then I took over. It was like that. There was a time limit, they transcended time, and they transcended eating and sleeping. Yesterday I thought, after listening to both of you speaking, that magic, we don't seem to be, the magic when Prabhupada was personally present, there was something which just, something, it's very difficult to describe how people, just their lives change overnight. We seem to be somewhat, almost, not exactly mechanical, but that magic which was there, just something very special during Prabhupada's personal presence. I don't know if the word magic even, because I don't know if it means, apart from doing tricks, it means something, how to explain it. Some very special mood and feeling.
It was inconceivable for us to meet.
Even Prabhupada's disciples, even the most neophyte, they had this feeling. There was the Hladini Shakti, the bliss potency was flowing. There's no reason why that shouldn't be present now, but somehow, it's not exactly like that, is it? Definitely there's bliss in Krishna consciousness, but that feeling that Srila Prabhupada brought with him was something.
The essence of it for most of us was that we met a person who had nothing that he wanted from us. He didn't need or want anything from us. He just wanted to give.
But I think that that's there to a large extent, even with many devotees today. But what do you think? What about yourself? You're not coming here to take anything from anyone. You're only here to give.
So there's more magicalness than that, but our surrender was based partially on that we knew he was not here to exploit us. He only wanted to give, and what he gave was the most dynamic, unbelievable thing that we just found ourselves, pinching ourselves. Yeah. How could we be so fortunate?
And there was also a sense of relief of the suffering, at least in my case. We found it. We got it. Mm.
It was like winning the lottery times, you know, who can say how big the number was. I'm sure your disciples feel the same way about you, Maharaj. You don't need this.
Yeah. I try to be like that. What is it? Is the maturity, realism, the realism of coming to face to face with our anarthas, institutional grinding. Difficult to say exactly. Mm. But actually, it coming and preaching in a new place, that's about the closest you can get to that kind of bliss, isn't it? Opening up a new field. Hmm.
So going around in
Sankirtan. Yeah.
It's the same mood.
That's true. A lot of that bliss actually came from there was a lot of Sankirtan. First of all, the chanting, and then after the book distribution. So that really built up the bliss. Mm.
Also, nowadays we are divided, and our focus is not only on one person as a society.
Probably. Yeah, there are many gurus, but that, I don't think that's so much a factor, because if we all had faith in all the gurus, then that would... That would be more, just like after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there were so many gurus. Anyway, I don't know. Don't know exactly all the reasons.
How we can revive this?
Well, I Sankirtan. Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam. The institutionalization is a big drain, actually. The kind of faith that we had, that's taken away by... it becomes difficult when there's politics, personal interest. It really tends to sap our enthusiasm, doesn't it? There was also a feeling of complete confidence that if we just do this, then our life is perfect. We just have to follow and the whole world will become Krishna conscious. That feeling was there. But yeah, there is that point also. There are different gurus and then we see there are deviations going on in the name of Krishna consciousness and there is personal interest. So we can't just follow with faith that everything's okay, because we have to be alert and see everything's not okay. If I just follow, good chance I'm going to be cheated. Sorry to say, but that is there.
Part of the excitement, Maharaj, I remember in 1976, the last visit Srila Prabhupada made to California, and we met him in the airport. 500 devotees. Prabhupada is walking down these narrow corridors, 200, 300 meters long, and, you know, walking with his cane and aristocratic, transcendental personality. And we were all gathered around him, long line of devotees all packed in together. And we literally felt like this is the four-star general of Lord Chaitanya, and we felt we were going to take over.
That feeling was there, yeah. But the golden age of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming. But it wasn't just some psychological naivete, it was also the Golokera Prema Dhan. Harinama Sankirtan, it was the bliss of the spiritual world was opened up to us. And that was largely through the personality of Prabhupada, I believe.
May I share something, one paragraph? This is Prabhupada's vision. Very
important.
Krishna consciousness means to become absorbed in serving the Supreme Lord. In other words, it means becoming an instrument for His satisfaction. We have to become infused with His spiritual potency. Thus strengthened, we have to make the propagation of His transcendental glories the prime duty in life. By means of such potent missionary activities, innumerable jivas can experience endless spiritual joy. What is needed are exemplary spiritual actions. Exemplary spiritual actions that is needed.
Adarshamana?
Guessing,
I'm guessing.
And the espousal of the genuine path of self-realization means to promote, to speak about the genuine path of self-realization. But these have not been properly instituted. Just as Bhagirath brought down the Ganga and liberated his forefathers,
Bhagirathan vandu epdi gangaiye kila kondu vandu avaroda munnal irukkuriya nabargala vandu vidhal senjaro mukkiyile vacharo.
Similarly, we must bring a deluge of love of Godhead.
Flood.
Adhe pole nama vandu oru Krishna unarvodiya oru velathai kondu varanum
that can extricate the conditioned soul, save them. From the clutches of gross materialism. At least for some time. We must create Satya Yuga. The age of reason and piety. We can easily accomplish this Herculean task simply by reintroducing Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement of congregational chanting of Lord Krishna's name.
கூட்டமாக சேர்ந்து கிருஷ்ணருடைய நாமத்தை உச்சரிப்பது.
And thus flooding the world with Krishna prema.
உலகம் முழுக்க வந்து ஒரு கிருஷ்ண உணர்வு கிருஷ்ணனுடைய பெயரால் நாம் வந்து பரப்ப வேண்டும்.
All living entities,
எல்லா உயிர்வாழிகள்,
the human beings,
மனிதன்,
who are afflicted by Kali Yuga,
கலியுகத்தால் பாதிக்கப்பட்டவன்,
as well as subhuman beings,
அது மட்டும் இல்லாம கீழ்நிலையில் இருக்கக்கூடிய மனிதர்கள்,
must be drowned in the flood waters of Krishna.
கிருஷ்ண பிரேமையில் இது வந்து அவங்க அழைத்துக் கொள்ள.
So just as Srila Prabhupada came to America, and different than his god brothers who went to England, he came, had full faith in the chanting of Hare Krishna, and the whole movement blossomed by him playing in Thompson Square Park. And he's saying Satya Yuga can be revived by reintroducing Mahaprabhu.
Thompson Square Park, Prabhupada, the Kartanam Karchide, and Muru Yekata, and the Parabhavacha.
There's one other statement Prabhupada said I have in here. He said, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement consists of Sri Krishna
Sankirtana.
Word for word. It could have been Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement consists of this.
But it also does.
It does, but it is based on flooding the world with Harinam
Sankirtan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's vartegal vandu epina inda Harinam Sankirtanathai adipadiyaga kondirukkirathu matra vishayangal irukku idha adipadiyaga kondirukkirathu.
Is when we read all of Prabhupada's wonderful books, we will be told to chant Hare Krishna in all the books.
Ella vidhamana puthagam Prabhupada's puthagangala vandu namathai uchcharippadai patri pesapattirukku.
Because it's the Yuga Dharma.
So, Hare Krishna, one set of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is here. One householder can take. If you don't have it, you should take it. Do you have more sets in? You have five sets in Sri Lanka. On this auspicious day of the 400th anniversary of the completion of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So the completion should be your beginning. Yeah. They may be waiting for the Tamil edition also. But if you can read English, you can take it in English also.
I'll make a set. Mine are in USA. I may not be able to bring them back easily. So
you'll keep it here.
That means you will come regularly.
To read it. Okay, let's break and then everyone can take prasada and then we'll go on for the next session. Hare Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Krishna Sankirtan ki jai.